This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 293 for Friday, March 7th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making gains on Friday morning with mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean oil and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while crude oil is gaining more than $1 US per barrel after Russia said OPEC may reverse its planned output hike by April. European rapeseed is lower to start the day. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 105,600 tons of canola shipped for export during the weekend on March 3rd, down from 174,900 the previous week. So far this marketing year, 6.127 million tons were shipped, compared to 3.365 million 1 year earlier. The Canadian dollar is down less than 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is up $9.70 per ton at $644.30. In the U.S., corn is up, soybeans are steady, and wheat is down. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday afternoon tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, which are compliant under the Canada-U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, will be suspended until April 2nd. Potash imports into the U.S. will also be levied 10% instead of 25% as originally planned. U.S. Census data reported January corn exports at 6.162 million tons, a record for the month. Ethanol exports for the month were also a January record of 198.05 million gallons. The trade expects the USDA to cut its 2024-25 corn ending stocks forecast by 24 million bushels at 1.54 billion. Analysts have cut Argentina's corn production estimate by 1 million tons at 49 million. Brazil's would rise by 70,000 tons at 126.07 million. The May corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.68. U.S. census data show January soybean exports at 5.21 million tons, a 5-year low for the month. However, soymeal exports were the second largest ever for January at 1.425 million tons. Chinese soybean imports over the first 2 months of 2025 were 13.61 million tons, up 610,000 tons from last year. The USDA is expected to raise its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 180,000 tons at 169.18 million, while cutting Argentina's by 120,000 at 48.88 million tons. The May soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.29. January wheat exports from the U.S. totaled 1.313 million tons, the lowest total for the month since 1972. France Agrimaire reported the French soft wheat crop to be 74% good to excellent, up 1 point from last week. Ukraine's ag ministry said wheat exports as of March 7th were down 1% from last year at 12.2 million. Rusagrotrans lowered its Russian wheat production estimate by 79 million tons, down 3.6 million from last year. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.51. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.60. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.90. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.